Okay, today's daf is Shvius daf Mem Vav. Shvius Mem Vav and Perek Shalash Aratzos. We are on the bottom of Mem Hey Amabez, and we are discussing borders of Eretz Yisrael, and we discussed last time Rif Imi's Shita, that if a nation or a people agree to pay taxes without getting conquered, so that's Ki'ilu, that's part of Eretz Yisrael, and that is enough of a connection. Sometimes it works the other way. Once you're part of it, then you have to pay taxes. That's the Gemara in Boa Basra talks about. How long do you have to live in a community in order to then have the achrayus of paying the taxes? But this is flipped. That's Rif Imi. And along the way, we quoted this Ma'amar Chazal that Yeshua ben Nun sent letters before they went into Eretz Yisrael, giving the choice to the different nations there. And we know the 31 kings, they were the ones that refused, and they stood up. We spoke about the other details, but just one discussion that we didn't get to have that the Rishonim discussed. The Rishonim discussed, we know the whole story of the Givonim that took place in Sefer Yoshua, that the Givonim were the people in Perek Tes that faked being from very far away. They were from very close, but they pretended, they put on clothes, and they put on they took canteens that were all dried out. We're from far away, and they were able to convince Klal Yisrael to make a treaty with them, even though there weren't supposed to be any treaties that were made amongst the Amim that lived in Eretz Canaan. That's Perek Tes of Yoshua, the Yoshve Givon. Right, and they continued having their special, their unique status throughout. Parshas Nitzavim, Chot Ve'etzim, Shovei Mayim. These are the Nesinim that we have throughout the ages. So Yoshvei Givon Shamu Es Asher Asa Yoshua LiYericho La'ai. Just remember the story. The people of Givon heard everything that happened that Yeshua did to Yericho, where the walls fell down, and to Ai, where they had the battle. V'yasu Gam Hema Ba'arma. They also acted ba'arma. What's gam hema? They still didn't act ba'arma. So Rashi there in Yoshua, kemosh asu bnei Yaakov ba'arma, b'chamar avishchem shayachivi v'yoshvei givon minachivi hayu. Rashi there connects this story of arma to the story of the bnei Yaakov by Shechem in Parshas Vayishlach. Interesting that these were the descendants. Was there some type of revenge that was coming? A revenge of covenants. Not a revenge of, it's the opposite of wartime revenge. They made themselves covered up. They put old worn out bags on their donkeys. And all those balos, worn out shoes. Dafka went to find worn out shoes. And they went to Yoshua. Right, we came from very far away, and please make a treaty with them. Right, maybe you are amongst us from this land. Maybe you're from around here. Right, we are your servants. They pulled the wool over Yeshua's eyes. Yeshua was a great Navi. Yeshua was a great conqueror, great leader, but he got tricked. They have the whole great declaration about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heim. We left a long time ago. These are the nodos. The Pasuk says that they did not ask. They did not ask the Urim Tumim. They did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was part of the problem. And after 3 days, they realized what they did. And really, it was a haskama that was bita'us. We shouldn't have to have kept it. The whole thing was a mistake. But mitzad chil Hashem, they kept it, and they just made them into avadim in the future. So the big shiloh that Rishonim deal with is, we see from yesterday's Gemara that Yeshua sent all of these letters that you can make peace. So what were they, just make peace, right? Why do you have to trick, right? He sent, even those, you want to leave. If you want to stay, then just pay taxes and accept. So Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly was the problem? Why they had to go through this whole subterfuge? So either some Rishonim say that they had the choice up until the time that Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Then there was no choice anymore. Once they went into Eretz Yisrael, then they didn't give them the choice. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin on Daf Mem Vav. V'yaf Agav, have these letters. So that appears in Gittin also. V'yaf Agav says Tosfos, Amina B'Yerushalmi Shvius. Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Armor, Rabbi Shmuel Barach Medi Sholosh, Prismo, Sholach Yeshul Eretz Yisrael, V'chulu V'chulu. And even though, Girgashi Givon and Mishlimu, V'chi Yishlimu Yashu Givon, Sholosh Mechad V'chulu, Hainu, Kodem Shavar Asa Yardin. Kitakamar, Achali Konsularitz. Aval Misha Nichnusu, Mashma, Shalohayu Cholomahashlim. V'lakachu Tzruchu Laharim, V'lomar Ezrachol Gabanu. Because they didn't decide, you know, before Klal Yisrael went in. Once they, you had time to decide. You lose the opportunity, use the opportunity, it's too late. That's the, that's Tosfos. That's what the Ravid says also. The Ravid on the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim also seems to say that they had the chance earlier. Shalosh Shalach, he argues on the Rambam, he says, Shalosh Shalach, Yoshua lem lahashlem ela achlo versa yardin, aval acher mikan imakap lenosam. That's the Ravid and that's Tosfos. Ask the Kesef Mishnah in explaining the Rambam, why should it make a difference? If you want to make Shalom, so why? You did it, you were too a little later. They didn't, nothing happened. Yes, they went into Eretz Canaan. It was a din in the Hakdasha, that right when you went in, you had to know what was going to be accomplished. The Kesef Mishnah says, Ela lomar emasai shalach lem, avalav lo meimer shachash yikatsu al-aretz lo yikablo osam, de'ein tam, lama yimnu mi lakablo, machash yikatsu al-aretz. Well, what would be a reason not to? So therefore, it might have been that the Rambam seemed to say that there was a mistake. There was a mistake, they didn't realize, it was a more, you know, low, down to earth reason why exactly, they had to do this. Okay, an important discussion that is had in the Rishonim, why the Givonim even had to go through this charade. Okay, then we had the last line that we spoke about, Pishpisha. Whether Pishpisha is a person's name, or it means go check this land and see if it's Navera or Navayafa. So we are on the second to last line now, Memheva base. Reb Zeira Azal, okay, we're still talking about all these places and borders. Is this considered within the Ole Bavel area, which would have Kedusha? Is it not? So Reb Zeira Azal, Reb Zeira is Reb Zeira, and he was one of the famous Olim that we have in our Chazal. Reb Zeira Azal Acham Zitapachal, he went to this place, Vuchami Garmei, and he saw himself, Chami Garmei, Yehiv Labarmi, Diklaya de Bavel. He saw himself outside of the Diklaya, the palms of Bavel. That was a border area. Right, a border area. So he saw himself outside the area. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says he was a Kohen. So he was wondering, did I just like go out to a place where I'm not allowed to be? Right, he realized that he left to Masa Amim. So Shalach Shaal Rabbi Chiya Barva Litrain Beno Rabbi Yasar Didama. He went to ask Rabbi Chiya Barva, who then asked the sons of Rabbi Yasar Didama, who must have been experts in borders. Amin Lei Nehigin Kanaya Matiyat Taman. Don't worry, the minhag is that Kohanim go there. What does that mean? What's the halacha? The minhag is that Kohanim go there. It must be that reflects, you know, what the Mesorah was. And like the Gemara says, sometimes Pukhazi, we had a different lashon in the Yerushalmi earlier, about go out and see what's done, but that is also, they do that. Another little story, Kanaya Shalom Rabbi Yochanan also, Hahein Chuta Denaveh, how about this place, Kohanim Asher Rabbi Yochanan, Amalah Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shem Rabbi Chunya Debras Chevron, so Rabbi Yochanan quoted, Nehigen Kanaya Matiyah Droi, the Kohanim go all the way to this other place, which is beyond the questioner's area. Vahin chutu de Botsraya ad de Pardesa. And this chutu de Botsraya also, up until Pardesa, that is considered Eretz Yisrael regarding Tumas Ha'amim. I saw in one of the Achron in the back, the re-liner, not sure who that is, who says, I'm going to quote you a Margolis Tova, a great pearl that I heard from my uncle, Rav Gershon Chanoch Henoch from the Radziner, right? But the Radziner, what? He connects this Gemara that we just read to a Gemara in Brachas, in the Bavli, on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara there, in the Sugya of Halacha Psuka, Brachas Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, right? You only allowed to learn Mito, what are you allowed to do right before you daven? You have to learn clear-cut Halacha, you have to learn, start davening Mitoch Atzvus, Mitoch Atzlus, just Mitoch, you know, Simcha Shalom Mitzvah. And then the Gemara adds, and also when you say goodbye to somebody, you should say a Dvar Halacha. And they'll remember you through this. Right? Always talk Torah right before you say goodbye to somebody. Right? What's an example? What's an example of this? Kihad Rav Kahana Alve L'Rav Simi Barashi Mipumnara. Rav Kahana accompanied Rav Simi Barashi from Pumnara Ad Beit Snisa de Bavel until he got to the trees of Bavel. Kimata Lahasam, when he got there, Amarle Mar Vade Damri Inchi. Right, you obviously know that what people say. Hanitzanisa de Bavel is Nomi Adam Arishon Vad Hashta. These trees have been here since Adam Arishon. These are really old, right? He passed these trees of Bavel, these palms of Bavel. Amarle Adkorn Milsa, Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. You remind me something about Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, and then he says a halachic something that he learned from his Rebbe. But suggest the reliner here. He says, what happens here? These decline to Bavel with a border. With a border. So maybe that's what that was the Dvar Halacha that he was intimating to him, when he got to that, spot. Vitzarach Bir, right? Then now the reliner says, Vitzarach Bir, Eze Dvar Halacha Yesh Bazeh. What's he's proving, right? The Gemara just says, you have to leave me to Dvar Halacha. And then he got to these trees, he says, these trees have been here, says Adam Arishon. What is that? What kind of Halacha is that? He says, you see, based on this Yerushalmi, that these trees were the Gvul. Between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Ha'amim, Va'kohanim holchu ad kan, v'lo yoser, mishum tumas Eretz Ha'amim, v'Rav Kahana haya kohen ki yadua, and Rav Kahana was a kohen, Kahana kohen, v'haya bazeh dvar halacha shelivu atzanisa debavel, v'lo yoser. He didn't go past, and that's what he said. These are the borders that go back from Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon already has borders for Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, right? The first Rashi and Chumash. We have to know what Eretz Yisrael is in order to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So all the way back to Adam Arishon. Okay, you got to have shas on your fingertips to put it together. Shvi istaf mem hei and bracha istaf lamed aleph in the Bavli. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Two dots, or where we're up to a dot. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Yesha Yaros Shal Kusim, Shenogu Em Heter. There are some cities of the Kusim. Remember the story of the Kusim that were brought in by Sancherev after the Bnei Yisrael were exiled. A number of the tribes, a number of the Shvatim, and the Kusim came in, and they converted based out of fear, right? Because of the lions came, and they are called Geri Arayos throughout Chazal, in Kedushin Daf Ayin Hey, and elsewhere. Geri Arayos, Machlokas Tanoim, whether Geri Arayos are Geri Emes or Lav Geri Emes. There is a general discussion, the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, that discusses if somebody ever converts out of bad motivation. Right, out of a motivation because they want to marry their spouse. And the spouse says, well, you're not marrying me unless you become Jewish. Right, so that's not great motivation. What if they convert because they think the Jews are, better, stronger, right? So all of that is bad motivation. So at times, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes this, in times of David and Shlomo, when the Jews were on top of the world, they did not accept converts because people are probably doing it for the wrong reasons. But the rest of the time, the Jews are generally not on top of the world. So they would accept it, but one is not supposed to accept for, ulterior motives. But if the Dayan, investigates and sees that we paskin that even if there's ulterior motives, if it's a real Kabbalah, it's a real Kabbalah. Meaning, if it's ulterior motives and it's not a real Kabbalah, it's a fake, so then that's not a Geirus. But if it's ulterior motives, then it becomes a real Kabbalah, and often, right, Dayanim will tell you that it ends up being that the Gerim become more committed than even those that are JFB, right, Jew from birth, I don't know if that's a thing, but anyway, so it would count, so here, but here the question is, a specific historical event, was that a real Kabbalah? Obviously it was ulterior motives, they were scared, but was it a real Kabbalah? That's a machlokas. Later on in history, Chazal assumed that it was Geire Arayos, and it was not. But anyway, these cities of the Kusim, they were Noik Heter, no Yeshar Shal Kusim Shenagel Ben Heter Bimei Yoshua Ben Nun. Right? They were Noig Heter Vein Mutaros, and therefore it was Heter for what? Hey Mutaros. There's a machlokas on the daf. So the Pnei Moshe will go with his pshat regarding Chumas and Maestros. Meaning they'd assume that these Kusi cities did not have the status of Eretz Yisrael for Chumas and Maestros. Rabbi Yossi Ba'i Me'ata Lo Yechushu Kohanim Achalasan. Rabbi Yossi says, one second, if you're saying that it doesn't have the halacha for Eretz Yisrael for Chumas and Maestros, so why are the Kohanim so makpid about the Tahara state of the challah? Right, if it's chalas chutz la'aretz anyway, and chutz la'aretz has the status of tumah, so why are they so careful? Vanan chami rabbanan chashashin. And we see that the kohen, rabbinic leaders are choshesh and want to make sure that it is tahor. So what exactly is the reason? If you say that, if Rabbi Avoh said that we treat it like chutz la'aretz, so I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, lo begin milsa dat amrit. It's not because of what you said. The reason that there's a per chumas and maestro is not because it's like chutz la'aretz. It's not the reason. And that's why you could, they could be makbid for the tara of challah. It's not because it's chutz la'aretz. Ella begin to lo chalatzun malchusa biyada. No, it means that the government did not transfer these lands fully to their hands. Meaning it's bailus akum. That's what these cities are. And this is a huge topic that has come up often in Meseches Peah and early in Meseches Demai about whether the goy's bailus is mafkia, the kedusha of the land regarding Chumas and Maeseres, that has come up, machlokas tanoa, machlokas amaram, machlokas bishonim. So that's what this Gemara is holding. Reb Mepazi says, it wasn't transferred fully. And yesh koach biyad akum lafkia midei Chumas umaeseres. Right? That is the conversation that took place. So that's why don't say it's not chutz la'aretz. It might be Eretz Yisrael, but it's owned by the Goyim, and that's why Chumas and Maeseres are not. But Chala, it's not going to be Tameh yet, and therefore you can be Machbid for the Chala. Right? Interesting that some say Chumas and Maeseres. The Chazon Ish, if you remember, in the beginning of the Chazon Ish on Shvias, talks about that whole sugya might not apply to Shemitah. Might not apply to Shemitah. Shemitah might for sure have the Kedusha, even if you say Yishkof Yad Chachamim. So it's interesting that the Pnei Moshe here says it's regarding Chumas and Maeseres. Okay. Good. There is a Girsa here that says Mimei Hoshea Bin Nun. Our Girsa is Mimei Yehoshua Bin Nun. Because we know already that the Yeshua got the Yud added on. You know, the Medrash that says that the Yud was taken away from Sarah. From Sarai, and she became Sarah, and the Yud went to complain to Hashem and said, well, it's not fair. I'm lost. He's like, don't worry about it. You're going to go to someone else. You're not only going to be at the end of a word, you're going to be at the beginning of a name. Right? You're going to go from Sarai at the end to Yehoshua at the beginning. That's the message of Yeshua, the Yud and the Hey. So Soloveitchik is quoted, Rav Schechter quotes this in one of his farim, Rabbi Ganak quotes this in one of his farim, that Yud symbolizes personal. When you want to say, the house is Bayis Sheli, Beiti, Yud always makes things personal and possessive, while hey is more general. Hey is symbolizes the more general and universal is the correct word. So Yehoshua was, why did Moshe Rabbeinu give Yeshua the Yud? Ko Shiach HaMiyasas HaMeraglim. He wants him to be more personal and private, to not be influenced by the Meraglim. But Sarai was personal. Yeshua was becoming Sarah, the mother of many nations, right? And therefore, the Yud was switched to the Hey. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests based on this Medrash. Horasa shall os Yud, I'm reading from Rabbi Ganak's version, in Birchas Yitzchak, hi ayin kanusu prati, shayde Yud hofech adavar shashayach lo beprati yuskon, kisei kisei, lefichach sarai, l'shaavar hayit sarah la'atzma, ulasara hasida lios me'ata, eishas briso shal avraham av hamon goyim. That's why she got the Hey. She got the hay. Ulumazos henik Moses osio yud yo lo shua oshea benun, kadeshlo tushpa daito ha pratis ha tova, me halach rucham hashlili shalamaraglim. Beautiful, the hay and the yud. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosa shama da asis ime labotra. Rav Yosa heard that his mother came to Botra. Botra was in Chutz La'aretz. So shal Rav Yochanan, Maulat says, could I go greet my mom? Right, she's on her way. But it's Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz is a little tamei. Omar lei im reis takanas rachim. If you're going to greet her because it's dangerous and you can help protect her on the way, say then go. Right, pikuach nefesh. Nothing stops that. Imishim kvodim chayni odeya. And if it's just kibud aim, and you could also wait until she comes, then I'm not sure. Says Rabbi Yochanan. We skipped. We're going to change the gears here. Take out the next line. It's going to go later. Atrich ilave. We just skipped 10 words. So he kept pestering him. Rabbi Yossi is like, just give me an answer. What do you mean? I don't know. When you go to a poser, you want an answer. V'yamar. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says, Gamarta latzeis tavo b'shalom. I see you decide you want to go. Go b'shalom. Go back a line now. What we skipped. Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Odi tzvich Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean by that? Was that a haskama or is that a fine? Shama Rabbi Lazar, Vamar. Rabbi Lazar heard about Rabbi Yochanan's reaction and said, no, Amr says Gola Mizu. If he said, Tavo Bishalom, that's a Rishus. That's a Rishus. He must have given him Rishus to go. If this sounds familiar, it might be similar. It sounds familiar because the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph has a similar story. Same Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara there, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph Amabes. Rav Asi, Rav Asi had an elderly mother, and he comes in front of Rav Yochanan when he heard that she was coming to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Shama to call Azla Abasre. Azla came to Rav Yochanan. Amar Lei. Ma'ala says me Arsal Chutz La'aretz. Amar Lei. Aser. Am I allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz? No. Likras the Imakai. It's my mother. Amar Lei Eini Yodea. I don't know. Same Rav Yochanan. He was very nervous. He was very nervous to give heterim to leave to Chutz La'aretz. Israq Purtas, there was a delay. Hadar Asa Amrale Ravasi Nisrasi Slatseis. So then he says to Ravasi, I see you want to go. Hamakom Yazir Chalushalam. Right? Hashem should bring you back in peace. Asa Lakamadir Belazar Amrale. Chas Vashalom Dima Mirsach Rasach. He comes to Rabbi Lazar and says, did he get angry at me? Was Rabbi Yochanan angry at me just to get off my back? Just go. I see you want to go, so go. Was he angry at me? Amalei. Rabbi Lazar says, Ba Amalecha, what did he tell you? Amalei. Hamakam Yachzircha L'Shalom. Amalei. V'misa D'Rasach Lo'avi Mevarechlan. He wouldn't have given you a bracha like that if he was angry at you. He would have just said, go. Atahachi V'hachi Shama La'aron Tekasi. Meanwhile, his mother had been niftar on the way. Later, his mother had been niftar on the way. The Gemara says, Amar Yadi Lo Nafki. And he was ready on the way. So he said, if I knew I wouldn't make it anyway, I wouldn't have left. But that's the story. Again, different messages about that story. Again, it's hard for us to understand. What do you mean? Go to your mom. What's the... There was a different, maybe accepted behavior in the days of old. They weren't makel on kibbut aim. They weren't makel on kibbut aim. Right? Remember, Tarfon put his shirt down and put his body down and she stepped on him. They weren't makel on kibbut aim. They were machmir on Yishev Eretz Yisrael. They were machmir in terms of being machmir for the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, and therefore it was more of a shiloh. More of a shiloh, a real isser. Violating to be able to do this. Later. Rav Shira ben Lakish Sha'il l'Rabbi Chanina. Hakone ba'amon u'mo'av mahu. If somebody buys ba'amon u'mo'av mahu. What's mahu? So here, the Marafolda says, im shvius na'ig ba. Do you have to treat it with Kedusha Shvius? Right? Amon and Moav. Those are the lands outside. So the question is this a question on a Daraisa level? Meaning, what was it conquered by Bnei Yisrael afterwards? Was it expanded? Was it extended? Or was it on a Durabana level? Amon and Moav Mahu. Right? What is the, and that's what the Pnei Moshe also says. Hakonim Eretz Amon and Moav Mahu B'Shvius. Amarle, so Rabbi Chanina answers Reish Lakish. Ani lo shamatiya mi Reb Chiya Gadol. I didn't hear what Reb Chiya Gadol said about this. Ella, but I'll tell you something else. Ella mi Parshas Ashkelon v'lachutz. But Ashkelon's on the border. Yes, the Gemara. What kind of answer was that? He didn't ask about Ashkelon. He was asking about Amon Moav. The Kasha du shal lehada v'omar lehada. He asked him A and he answered him B. What was the conversation? Ella, you know why Rabbi Chanina didn't answer? Begin to less lay Rabbi Chanina Amar Mila de l'shama min yom moi. He never quoted anything he never heard from his Rebbe. In terms of at least psak halacha. He never quoted a psak halacha that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. U begin to lo mafikti reikon, but he didn't want to just ignore Reish Lakish. So he told him about Torah. He told him a vartar, what was he supposed to do? You asked me about A, I'll have a great vart. Right? So he didn't want him to go out, so begin K, Shah Lehadu, make it Lehadu. That's what he asked him A, and he answered him B. Right? He wasn't the only one that had this practice. Again, a lot of us, we remember these sugyas from Bavli, but this parallel in Yerushalayim, remember the Gemara Sukkah, Chav Ches, another one of the great Amoraim. The Gemara says, there, Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, Rebbe Elazar would ask a question, and he says, Miyama, let me just find the line, right? He says, Amar lem lo shamati, amar lo kol v'rechein el mepiyah shmua. It says about Rabbi Eliezer. And he says, Amar le his kaktuni lo mardavash lo shamati mepi rabosai. You're forcing me to say something that I didn't hear from my rabbeim. Miyamai, and then he quotes all the things that he's very proud of. Nobody came to the base medrash before me. I never slept in the base medrash. V'lo sakti sichas chulin. V'lo amarti davash lo shamati mepi rabo me'olam. Right? I never said anything that I didn't hear from my rabbeim. Lo shamati davar mipi rabbi le'olam. Right? So it's the idea of misora is crucial, even though he was a great chadshan. Where we saw other ma'amari chazal. He was a great chadshan, but he took the yesodos that he heard from his rebbe, he took with him, and he was able to do it. Again, we have the concept of misora, but Rav Soloveitchik has pointed out that there's a difference between a mechadesh and a mishane. A mechadesh and a mishane. We have to be true to our mesorah, but that doesn't mean that we don't apply the Torah in the new principles that we find ourselves, right? The Marshal, Rav Shechter writes in the Hakdama of one of his Svarim based on the Marshal and Sanhedrin, right? Yeshua ben Nun made a cherem in Yericho. Made a cherem in Yericho, right? You can't take from the spoils. That was kind of, that's what got them into trouble because Achan took from the spoils and that led to problems. And the Gemara says, why do you make a cherem? The Gemara in Sanhedrin wonders, why do you make a cherem? So the answer is, because Yeshua made a cherem. Yeshua made a cherem on some of the lands before they went in. So Yeshua made a cherem too. You can't take any of it. All the spoils are usher. But the problem was that the situation was different. Before they came into Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't Kol Yisrael Arivim, there wasn't Arivus. Now that they came into Eretz Yisrael, there's Arvus, therefore one person nicked from the spoils, everybody's stuck, and everybody's going to be punished for it. So Yeshua ben Nun, the Marshal explains, Yeshua ben Nun thought he used to do exactly the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is, you can't always do the same. You can't always do the same. You have to apply, you have to apply the Torah in the new situations. That's Mechadesh, not a Mishanah. Mishanah be changing the Misorah. But Mechadesh. And that was also the same problem with Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, right, in Parshas Toldos, is on his way down to Mitzrayim because it's a famine. And this is what my father did. So I also have to go down to Mitzrayim. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? No, you can't. What do you mean I can't? I'm doing exactly what my father did. No, you can't. You're an Ola Tmima. You're a carbon. You can never leave Eretz Canaan. You can never leave. So Yitzchak Avinu thought he has to do exactly the same. The answer is no. But he's still true to the Mesorah. Still true to the Mesorah. The Tanit Ve'elio says, we have to ask ourselves always, Masa Yagiyu Maasai Lamasa Yavosai. When do my actions touch my forefathers' actions? It doesn't say, I think it's the Sfasemis, that's Medaik, or the Chidush Yerim, it doesn't say that your actions have to be exactly like your forefathers' actions. Masa Yagiyu, that's to be a Nagiyah, that's to be a touch. Right? That's to be a Hemshech. Has to be a Hemshech. Sometimes we're not doing exactly the same thing that our grandparents did and our great grandparents did. But we are doing the same thing. So we have to be a Mechadesh and not a Mishana. That's the chilek in terms of being true to the Mesorah, but applying it in the new areas where it's supposed to be applied. Okay, so we continue. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Azal Botzra. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, came to Botzra. Asal Gabe, they came to him. Amrile, Chamilan Barnash, Reish Lakish, could you please, we have a request. We need a leader. Chamilan Barnash, could you find, please, a person for us? Darish, he's a darshan, Dayan, he'll be a judge. Sofer, he'll be a scribe. Chazan, Chazan here means he'll be a shamish. Doesn't mean that he'll be a chazan. Right? Ovid Kaltzerchanin, that'll do all of our needs. Right? The Mefarshim, one of those, Mefarshim in the back, I think the Mashbiach says, in the old, maybe in various cities, they had different people do these jobs, but it was a poor city. They didn't have anybody to do. They needed one person. You know, in the days in Europe, they used to have the rabbi, the shochet, and it was all the same person. Or at least the rabbi was the rabbi, and then the shamish was the shochet, and the gabbait stucka. So they needed somebody. So Reish Lakish went back, and Cham Achad Bavloi, he saw one Babylonian, Armalei, Cham is l'cham b'chad asar tav. I have a great job, that's waiting for you. Right? He saw it. It's a good position. Also, like Rabbi Yochanan, he went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask him, is he allowed to go? Because it's not Chutz La'aretz. Amar lei min Bavel le'Bavel. Right? I'm sorry, or is it Eretz Yisrael? He says, this is a Babylonian, a Bavel that was learning Bavel. It's from Bavel to Bavel. Don't worry about it. Right? The question, what was the Shaila? So some connect this to a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis about that it's also what says me Bavel. Right? Because Bavel had the great Torah centers. So is this going to a place that's not called Bavel? He said, no, it's Bavel. It's fine. You could go. Fine. Amar Yaakov bar Abba min Manda Amar Rabbi Yochanan min Bavel Bavel, from the fact that he said it's Bavel to Bavel, and Botzra is in the areas, according to some, of Ammon and Moab, which was the original question. Hada Amar Akon Hashem Einu Mischayev. Since he says it's Bavel to Bavel, it must be it's called Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, if you buy from there, as we started off the question, it's not Chayev in Shemitah, according to the way the Mefarshim understood it. Says the Gemara, really? V'chitzur, we had this yesterday also, 2 days ago. V'chitzur ain't aser lelech l'sham. What about Tzur? Tzur, isn't it aser to go there? That's not called Eretz Yisrael, and it's chutz la'aretz regarding the tumah. V'akon hasham ain't aser mischayev. And aren't you chayev if you buy from there? So you see, there could be chiyuvim of chumas and maestros and shemitah, even if something is called chutz la'aretz, meaning midirabanan. Midirabanan. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba that maybe it's not so clear. That just because as we said, Tumas Amin might not go hand in hand with these halachas. Ashkach Tani, and then they found the Braisa. Simin la Amon and Moab v'Eretz Mitzrayim, Amon and Moab, and Eretz Mitzrayim, Shtei Aratzos, two of the lands, two of them, Achas, they're split into two groups. Shtei Aratzos. There's Amon Moav and there's Mitzrayim. Achas, Mitzrayim, Necheles v'Nevedes. Right? It does not have any Kedusha Shvius at all. Necheles, you could eat it. There's no Svichin and there's no Kedusha. V'Nevedes, you work the land there. The Achas, Amon and Moav, Necheles v'lo Nevedes. It's in the middle. You could eat it. There's no Kedusha of the land, but it can't be worked. There is a certain level of Kedusha Shvius midrabanan. And Batzer is in Amon and Moav, and therefore it could be in the, middle status. Again, we're talking all about these areas. Again, Bizman Azeh, we don't know exactly all the borders. But again, Hashem, we have one more day talking about these borders. Then we get into Syria. Syria, the next mission is talking about Syria, which is itself is a separate topic in terms of Kibush Yachid, Kibush Rabin. As we continue, this parak, the sixth parak of Shemitah, Shalosh Arachos, is all about the borders that we have for Eretz Yisrael. So in the next parak, we get into Yesodos about Shemitah regarding Kedushas Peiros. We didn't really do much of that yet. We had a little bit of it in terms of you're not allowed to cut down trees too early because you're destroying and you have to let it grow. But we didn't get to the basic dinim of Kedusha Shvius, what you're allowed to do with it, and what has Kedusha, so that we'll get to in the next parak in a couple of days. Okay, we'll stop here.